So this is in our mythology. We're banished from the garden. God stops speaking to us. The rivers and the trees no longer speak to us. We lose that dialogue with nature. And we enter into a world that is inanimate, Whereas the shaman lives in an animate world, in an animistic world where everything is alive. The rivers, the trees, the stones, the clouds, the lakes. And they still speak with the rivers and the trees and the stones and God. The voice of God is still heard in the wind. So it's a very different mythology than the one that we have, because mythology informs our reality. For example, one of the tenets of our mythology is that there is an independent evil principle in the universe. That there's a Darth Vader in the universe. In the shamanic traditions, shamans don't recognize the existence of an independent evil principle. They say evil does indeed exist, but it exists only in the hearts of men and women, not as an independent evil principle that you have to guard yourself against, that you have to be in constant, alert, vigilant against. They say instead the universe is a benign, benevolent universe. It is a benign universe that will actually go out of its way to intervene in your behalf. It's a benevolent universe that will go out of its way to support you. Whereas the universe that we've inherited is a universe that is dangerous, that is predatory. Now, this mythology gets picked up by medicine. Medicine says that the minute that you cut yourself, that you break the protective barrier of your skin, that there are predatory microorganisms that will come and begin feeding inside you and having sex within you. And that you have to sterilize this, clean it up immediately, or... Now, if you cut yourself, it's a good idea to clean it up. But the understanding in medicine is that we live in a predatory universe that will immediately begin to prey upon you. The understanding of the shaman is that the universe only turns predatory when you're not in proper relationship with it. That we live in a benign universe that will support you, that will go out of its way to intervene in your behalf, but that will become predatory when you're out of balance, where you're not in proper relationship with it. So for the shaman, for example, there's no difference between being killed by a microbe or being killed by a jaguar. For us, one of them is a disease. Did you hear Joe got killed by a staph infection? Or he got eaten by a jaguar or an accident? Whereas for the shaman, they're identical. You have to be in proper relationship with microbes and with jaguars. Otherwise, both of them will begin to see you as lunch. And when you're in proper relationship with them, neither one of them enters into a predatory relationship with you. So it's a different worldview. So that in medicine, for example, we living in a predatory universe, we have to be constantly vigilant, on guard, defended against. And we know that the best defense is a viable offense, so that all of our medical interventions have to do with offensive interventions. We have the battle against heart disease, the crusade against cancer. We're going to eliminate breast cancer. We're going to do the walk to eliminate polio. So it's the language of the battlefield. We mount crusades and campaigns and battles against illnesses instead of the approach of the medicine way, which is to come into proper relationship with ourselves, with all of life, so that the universe becomes supportive, so that the body's natural self-healing systems, the immune system, can keep us in proper balance with the environment, so the environment does not turn predatory on us.